Close your eyes and settle in on the breath. Feel the breath all the way in, all the way out, again and again. Stay right here. It's the staying and using your powers of observation while you stay. That's what makes this special. Otherwise, it just comes in, goes out, and keeps us from dying. That's about it. But if you pay careful attention to it, you can develop these resources you have inside. The ability to breathe in a way that's refreshing for the whole body, refreshing for the whole mind. It's something you can do. You've got the potential. It's a matter of making the most of that potential. Today's the birthday of Ajahn Sawat, the monk who founded this monastery. If he were alive, he'd be 107 years old today. It's good to reflect on his life. He was born in a very poor part of Thailand. His family was very poor, one of many children. In the Buddhist terms, he's the kind of person who came in darkness. In other words, a poor family, not much opportunity for education. But how you come doesn't determine how you go. And then Buddha said there are four types of people: those who come in darkness and go in darkness, those who come in darkness and go in light, those who come in light and go in darkness, and those who come in light and go in light. Coming in light means you come to a family where you have the opportunity to get a good education, have easy opportunities. The family is wealthy. Come in darkness, his family is poor, you don't have much opportunity for education. Going in darkness means that you don't observe the precepts. You don't practice the Dharma. If you come in light but go in darkness, it means you had good opportunities, but you didn't take advantage of them. But it's also possible that someone who comes in darkness can go in light. Because how you come doesn't determine how you go. It's what you want to make out of your life. That's what makes a difference. In his case, he came in darkness, but he wanted to go in light. Obviously, he had some potential from the past, but it was hidden. You can't judge people by how they come. If you're going to judge people, judge them by how they take advantage of what opportunities they do have. In his case, he took advantage of every opportunity. He was interested in the Dharma, but not just in the Dharma of everyday monasteries. He had the opportunity to join the forest tradition, and as he said, to practice the Dharma in accordance with the Dharma. He ended up meeting some of the wisest people who were alive at that time, like Ajahn Mun, Ajahn Mahabua. He took advantage of their teachings. He practiced in line with what they taught. As he said, the important thing is you practice the Dharma as the Dharma is, and not in line with your own defilements, not in line with your own preferences. You try to turn your preferences to be in line with the Dharma. Turn your interest in life to be in line with the Dharma. And as a result, he was able to benefit. He benefited not only himself, but the light of his life extended all the way here to America. He ended up founding four monasteries here in the States. When he passed on, members of the royal family were sponsors for his funeral. Many, many people came. So how you come doesn't determine how you're going to go. You can make up your mind to go well. Practicing the Dharma, practicing the precepts, being generous, virtuous, meditating, training your mind. When you do that, you create a light inside yourself, and that light can spread around and illumine the world. So as we think about what Ajahn Sawat has done for us, he helped found this monastery, gave us a place where we can practice. We can use that as our opportunity to go in light as well. Spread that light into the world.